This is America Weekend. I am Paul Harris, and as we head towards the final 2 weeks of 2013, this is the time of the year when critics are looking back at the year and deciding what was the best and what was the worst of the year. Hank Stuever is the TV critic for The Washington Post and is joining me now to talk about exactly that. Hi, Hank. How are you?
I'm good. How are you? Thanks for having me.
Welcome to the show. Back in September, you called this the worst fall TV season you've ever had to review.
That's right.
Do you still stand by that?
I do. You know, we hear so much about people sort of abandoning the traditional television, and, you know, there are so many ways now to watch your favorite programs, stream them right onto your TV from different services. And this was the year that I think, you know, the four big networks really needed to bring it. They really needed to show that they are going to be a major player in the new way that the younger generation is going to watch TV, and they just didn't. They just brought out a lot of the same old stuff, or what they think is new stuff really felt like old stuff. It was disappointing.
You mean the younger generation isn't relating to the return of Michael J. Fox, Robin Williams, and Jeff Garlin?
That's exactly what I mean. Yeah, a show that looks back at 1985 is probably not what your average 25-year-old is. Well, I don't know, maybe.
So when you talk about the new breed of television, I guess we have to talk about the impact of Netflix through House of Cards and the return of Arrested Development, although my wife was a big fan of that show originally and didn't like its return. But they also did Orange is the New Black. Is Netflix one of the big new players because of the impact of those three shows?
Certainly, and they had a really good year. Consistency is now going to be a bit of a hobgoblin for them. You know, can they keep bringing shows? You know, not everything that they put out last year was fantastic. But they did hit it out of the park a couple of times in a notable way. And now, of course, everybody wants a piece of that. Amazon is making its own TV shows. Hulu has been making a raft of TV shows that you can either watch or not watch. You know, none of them has really, except for maybe House of Cards, none of them has really gained the kind of toehold that you need in terms of that ineffable quality we sometimes call zeitgeist. You know, maybe only House of Cards, maybe a little bit Orange is the New Black among the vanguard. But, you know, they're all still trying to make their big mark.
Is House of Cards coming back anytime soon?
February 14th.
Oh, season two.
Here's how you will spend your Valentine's Day. You can stream all 13 episodes.
Oh, so romantic.
Yes.
Me and Kevin Spacey and...
Right. Nothing says love like Kevin Spacey doing a Southern accent.
Yeah, I'm actually going to think of me and Robin Wright, if that's okay with you.
Yeah, okay, great.
So let's run down some of the movies that you think, not movies, but TV shows that you think were the best of the year, and I'm hoping that Breaking Bad is at the top of your list.
Breaking Bad is at the top of my list. It went out fantastically in an incredibly pleasurable way for those of us who spent the last 5 years obsessing on it. You know, I think Breaking Bad is the finest TV show in a generation, and I'm including in that group, of course, The Wire and The Sopranos, but I think Breaking Bad, in terms of just storytelling and breadth and bringing it all around for a complete landing, it was a show that was always in control of its narrative and always in control of its details, and in such a way that it really rewarded people who had been with it from season one with details in these last few episodes that it just all came together.
And again, we can't talk about this show without the impact of Netflix springing up again.
Yeah, because, you know, that show took forever for, it was on AMC all those years with commercials, and it took forever for people to really get the word. Critics like me, we were jumping up and down and raving about it for 4 years, but it really seems like that last year is when everybody caught the fever, and, you know, you had people sticking their fingers in their ears, don't tell me, don't talk about it, I'm only on season two, or I just finished season one, you know. Finally, just in time, really, just in time for that finale on September 29th was everybody caught up.
By the
way, there's still people who aren't caught up. I still have people saying, don't tell me, don't tell me.
You know, I was just going to ask you, how long do we have to keep saying spoiler alert when we talk about something? Because it used to be you couldn't talk about things for a few days, and then it was a few weeks, and now it could be a few months or a year before people get around to it.
Listen, I still go to cocktail parties where people tell me about this neat new show they've discovered called The Wire. it really is tricky. But, you know, my thing about spoilers is if you're only watching for plot, you're in most TV shows, including Breaking Bad, if you're only watching for plot, you're only getting about 20% of what a good TV show is doing. So I would say a few months, and then, you know, someone can interrupt your conversation and say, listen, I haven't finished watching this. Can you shut up, please?
Yeah.
But basically, I would say I think it feels like a few months is polite.
I think that's probably right. Okay, what else is on your list?
Orange is the New Black, I thought was terrific, funny, dark. I really liked Showtime's Masters of Sex.
Now, let me ask you a question about this, because when Breaking Bad, we're talking about Walter White as one of the great anti-heroes of all time.
Right.
Bill Masters, played by Michael Sheen on Masters of Sex, seems not to be an anti-hero as much as a just simple jerk. If it weren't for the work of Lizzie Kaplan as Virginia Johnson on this show, I think I would have given up on it already.
Yeah, I think I might have too, except in that fourth episode where Bill broke down, spoiler alert, I think that he showed, I finally figured out why Michael Sheen took that part, because it is an emotional part, and it gets better and better. I think Masters of Sex really took off around episode 4 or 5, and it might have turned off people in those first few episodes, except that it's got all that sex. So, I don't know. I think people kept watching. I think the show was terrific. And I know it departs wildly from reality, but I'm enjoying it.
All right, go on with your list. I'm sorry to interrupt.
I think Game of Thrones had a terrific season. Again, a spoiler alert, that Red Wedding. I think this was Game of Thrones' best season.
Let me just say right now, you don't have to say spoiler alert for the rest of this interview.
Because
if you're listening
to
this,
but I get such grief.
I know.
There's a reality show on Showtime called Time of Death. A lot of people probably didn't watch it. A lot of people maybe can't watch it, but it's a really good exploration of hospice care and how people die in the modern era. It's not an uplifting subject, but it is an important subject. I really thought it was very good, very well done. I really liked Broadchurch, which BBC America brought over from England. I thought it was good. I like The Americans. Do you watch The Americans?
I watched the first few episodes, and then I gave up on it.
Why'd you give up?
I just didn't care about these characters.
Yeah, you know, I love him, and I'm not sure that she's the strong point, but I think he does a terrific job, and that show's coming back in February. For those who don't know, it's set in 1981. They're a pair of married Soviet spies living as suburban Americans. I don't know. I thought it was great.
All right, let me just jump onto the other side of these, because you are one of the critics who absolutely slammed the HBO movie that was nominated for so many Emmys, Behind the Candelabra, with Michael Douglas and Matt Damon in the Liberace story.
I just thought it was a sordid costume party. The makeup was great. The stunt casting was great. Michael Douglas, you know. I just thought that the movie was just sorted only to be sorted. I didn't understand what they wanted to do, what they wanted to say about the life of Liberace or the dark life of Liberace, the end of Liberace, AIDS. I didn't know what the message was there, other than to put Matt Damon and Michael Douglas and Rob Lowe in garish makeup. I just thought it was a miss for me.
I agree with you 100%. Now,
wow.
I've looked over your best of and worst of lists on the Washington Post website, and I see that the sitcom is barely represented. Maybe Veep qualifies,
maybe,
but you don't have one broadcast network sitcom on here.
I know, but you know, if the list was 20, I might have put a couple on there. I still like Modern Family. I think Modern Family is still going strong. I liked Trophy Wife. But, you know, it was such a dismal fall. I didn't give any A's this fall. I gave a couple of B's. I gave a B to Masters of Sex. I gave a B to Trophy Wife. And then everything else was C and D and F.
Well, we'd have to say Big Bang Theory is still going strong.
Big Bang Theory is still going strong and has its fans. Yeah, absolutely. You know, I watch it kind of fleetingly, but I know it's good, and I know it has a fan base, and I salute it.
And I know one of the things a critic wants to see is new and innovative programming, which is why it must gall you that NCIS is still the number one show on television.
Well, all of those procedurals, you know, and spinoffs, they serve their audience as well, I have to say that. And, you know, part of criticism is understanding that a thing is good at doing what it sets out to do.
What a compliment to any show. You serve your audience well. Well, I guess that is part of the job. Hank Stuever is the TV critic for The Washington Post. You can read him online at WashingtonPost.com. Thanks so much for joining me.
Thank you.
I'm Paul Harris. This is America Weekend from the Envision Radio Networks.